host, the Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my co-host, my confidant, my partner, Miss Tiffelbot. How are you doing this week, Tiff?
You know what? Things were weird and now they're better. How are you?
I'm all right, man. You know, so I'm glad things were weird and now they're better.
Well, there was a little spilling incident.
Oh, yeah. Tiffelbot had an accident. She did a little kid move yesterday. She poured a whole soda pop all over the computer. So we couldn't record.
So, we're still good, though. I mean, like, it's good. So far, so good. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Oh, but I am seeing that during one of our breaks, I'm going to have to get the cord and plug it in.
You're running out of powers. So, yeah, man. So we had a scary moment and with half of the equipment on Fans of Patrol. So.
I would get a new one, but I do have others. I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
My shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I understand, man. So anyway, man, we got a pretty decent show, man. We have some news that, you know, we got some Jurassic Park news because that's coming out this year and looks a little interesting. We're going to talk about that. Also, Ryan Reynolds is just won't go away. Well, you know.
Here's the thing. I know that people don't necessarily want him to go away, but you're right. He isn't going away. Not a Ryan Reynolds break in sight.
Well, which is weird because I remember he made that announcement that he was like taking some time off, you know.
I'm sorry. When did he say that?
He said that about two, maybe 3 weeks ago. He was like, he was going to take some time off from acting because, you know, but I guess all
that wouldn't include. They're done.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, these movies been shot already, so maybe he about to chill. I don't know. You know, maybe it just get, who knows. So he has something new before he takes his sabbatical. You know, and knowing him,
sabbatical. Give us some time to miss you.
right. So, what else we got going on? So go ahead. Oh. Be my guest.
Well, not to skip ahead of what we're doing, but we're gonna talk later this episode about Swan Song.
That's the main topic. That's right.
Which features a twin or a dual character or whatever you want to say. I guess like same actor playing different roles in the movie.
Yes.
And so I have had Montego make a list of the best movies where just essentially where an actor will play multiple parts.
Top five doppelganger. Top five. Twin look-alike moments in cinema history. All coined up that fast. So that after that, man, we're going to get the hell out of here and stuff, and then we're going to go over to the Patreon and give you some Patreon juice, man.
That's
so
right.
That's what we're doing, and it's a great thing. Are you ready to roll, Tiff?
Yeah.
Let's go. Our social media is everywhere. Tell the people where other places they can catch us at.
Yes, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com, where we have our email, which is fans@fansofpatrol.com. Otherwise, get to us on socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. Check out our Patreon, subscribe to our YouTube, and listen on your favorite listening platform.
Indeed, man. So, you know, I forgot, man. We've been on that platform, Good Pods, for the longest, man. You know, so if you want to check us out over there, I had added us there a long time ago, and I don't think I've ever made an announcement about it. So anyway, man, let's get it on. So, man, Jurassic Park was on one of my most highly anticipated movies of the year, only because I think I had to have 10.
So I said, yeah, and you also had like a good family reason for it. So your daughter likes it, right?
Yeah. So I was like, well, this will be great, you know, because she loves this stuff, you know. She like them all, you know. So, I was very, 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 very surprised when I started seeing, when I looked at this trailer, man. What are you cracking up at?
I just wanted to, the whole time I was watching this, I was like, what is he going to say about it?
Oh, I was surprised. I'm like, the first thing that came to my mind was like, what the hell is going on? It's like Armageddon happened, right? And the dinosaurs won and shit. And, you know, they got dinosaurs in the cold, which is not supposed to happen. So, you know, they're genetically engineered, so did the evil doctor take the cold-bloodedness out of there?
Right. Did they, like, make them impervious to whatever, you know?
Yeah, and so, you know, they're in movie theaters, they look like they're in Cairo, they're in They're everywhere. They're running down the streets of Italy. It's like these damn things is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a nice surprise, Tifobot, when I looked
at it. Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, I was like, this is a nice surprise. I mean, enough of going to that damn park and everything is cool and then something get out and then, you know, we're like, oh, they're running from the dinosaurs again. Ooh, you know. They did it how many times, you know? So
I mean, I do think that, I don't know. I when I see this, I think this looks really ridiculous and stupid.
Oh, okay. Of course. Of course
I've always thought, well, I don't always feel that way about things, but like, I've always felt like they were at their weakest when they leave the park.
Well, they've only done that, what? They've done that once?
No, the last movie wasn't at the park.
Oh, that's when they were had him in that house and stuff.
They're
like that
mansion. That one was bad.
Yeah, I mean it was goofy, but this does not look like that to me. This doesn't look like that. You know,
I mean, I'm gonna see it regardless, but also just because obviously it is really great to see Laura Dern, Sam Neill come back.
Yeah, and your boy Ian Malcolm, he's back too.
But he was in the last one for briefly.
Oh, they like had him like
he was at the trial. Yeah. I've only seen the movie once, but he's at the trial, and that's on the TV, so it's more like a Easter egg-ish kind of situation,
a cameo.
But I feel like maybe I'm wrong, so maybe you can tell me.
Oh, Jeffrey Goldblum.
there he is, Sir Jeffrey Goldblum. Did your daughter watch the original Jurassic Park?
Yeah. I don't know if she, I think she watched Jurassic World. That was her first introduction in it, you know, and loved it. And then she went back and started watching the other, so she loves them all now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just didn't know, like, okay, so like, I think that sometimes, and I just didn't know if this was one of them, there's a movie that's a franchise and it goes on and on kind of, and some people will like just come on wherever they happen to age into the franchise.
No, so, I totally get it. You're talking about those strange people who love The Phantom Menace. And you're like, what the hell? Who loves The Phantom Menace? And we love the prequels. We're prequel heavy. And you're like, no. You know, but for them, that was their Star Wars. And so that's what they identify with. So I know, I get what you're talking about.
So I just wanted to know, like, if they were thinking more like, oh, because, like, there's the one, and maybe I've only seen it once, but there's the one where they go, the dinosaurs get into the city.
Lost World. Yeah, that was with Jeff Goldblum, but they had a lot of problems with that movie.
They go back to the island in that one, I thought.
No.
Eventually.
But the dinosaur.
What's the one with Julianne Moore?
That was Lost World.
I don't hate that, I guess. I thought I did, but I don't think I do.
The Tyrannosaurus got loose in the city, because they brought it back, King Kong. Yep. You know,
it's all coming back to me.
And people was getting chewed up and stuff.
And I've seen the first one many, many, many times.
Yes, me too. Yeah,
and then I like Lost World. Yeah,
I don't think I cared for the dinosaur running around in the city part though, because you know it was less like
it just seemed the problem I have with this trailer in particular. Speaking of the problem that I have with that movie, is that I get it. It's my problem. I will explain. Is that
okay? I'm listening.
I don't think that would be plausible, right? Like, if dinosaurs came back, I just think we would be done. We would no longer be the apex predator.
No, that's the whole point, I believe, you know?
Right. So we're seeing them trying to survive in this
world. Though, Tifobot. Something that I noticed about this trailer, though. I don't see many humans in all these streets. These dinosaurs is running around in all these woods.
Right. I think it's a dinosaur post-apocalypse.
Yeah, it looked like that to me. And so I was like, oh, this is interesting. I mean, if you're gonna end the goddamn thing, you know, do something that's gonna, you know, move the story along instead of just, you know, walking around and had to say dinosaur killing everybody, you know. So
you know, okay, I'm gonna say something. When I came on the show today.
Yes.
I was gonna say, boo, this looks like shit.
Okay.
I'm still borderline that camp, but now that you're saying this, it's making some sense.
Well, I'm just speculating, but, you know.
I know, but, like, now that I can see
what
you mean. Right. So, like, now that I'm thinking about that, I'm going to pull back on that looking stupid. I'm going to reserve judgment and see how I feel when it comes out.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that is what I love about Tifobot the most. She's never stuck in her shit. You can never say that. She you know, she don't just double down and dig in. I'm digging in. No.
And I will, like, if I was shitty all the way up until the dinosaur movie happened, I wouldn't be like, oh, actually, I'm just not going to say anything, or I'm going to keep my opinion. I'd be like, remember what I said 6 months ago? I would tell you, if we did it 10 years from now, I'd tell you that I was wrong.
Of course.
Why would not? If I like it, I want to enjoy it. I'm not going to sit in my stubbornness.
Yeah, I think this looks damn interesting to me. If this is what I think it is, give me more of this, because
all right.
Now this is like a big change.
It. Don't make me excited for things.
Then you'll be disappointed. Be like, it's all your fault.
You piece of shit. Here's the thing, you guys. Potentially also be twice as mad when it turns out to be incorrect.
Right. I shouldn't have listened to you, you bastard.
You turned me to the path of wrongness.
It could happen. It could be, you know, bad. But, you know, I didn't mind Jurassic World, the first one, you know, the return. But then
More like the modern, try to bring them into the modern atmosphere, like a city.
That last one just seemed like
the house, it was too restrictive.
Yeah, and it was like, it's just
leave the house.
It was like they just wanted to make a movie, you know. We just gotta do one,
you know, because it was even like, okay, mm-hmm. I will be honest.
Yes,
if that movie had been made and made during COVID and released afterwards, mm-hmm. I'd be like, that's a really interesting way.
Oh,
to shoot a COVID movie.
But it wasn't. It was before COVID. Yeah, that would be a masterpiece then. I'd be like,
they were like, try to stop me from making this dinosaur movie.
Exactly. Oh,
and now I'm like, those lazy motherfuckers.
We at the house. We ain't leaving the house.
Chris Pratt shows up to this mansion where they film for, like, I would assume 2 days.
Matter of fact, this is my house. I'm the director. We just gonna go upstairs.
Listen, I don't wanna put on a suit today, right. Can you just come to the house?
Right. It did have that feel, and then that dinosaur they were trying to scare us with was just like, Anyway.
I don't know. I didn't want to get too deep into it, but I thought the dinosaur was okay.
Wait, did you? Okay. No. I got to watch it again. I ain't seen it in so long. You know. Yeah. I tell you, the worst part about that movie is they should have made that little guy who was the well-dressed dude, the bad guy, you know, the evil millionaire young dude. They should have made him Timmy from the first movie. That would have been cool.
Timmy
turned evil. Y'all thought Timmy was...
you know what? That's exactly the kind of trash I want in my dinosaur movie. How dare you bring that up when I didn't get it?
Right.
Like, Timmy, no.
I know. Timmy was so sweet. He got shocked. He was never the same. His ass never got off that gate.
Timmy hates dinosaurs.
Right.
Timmy wants them to suffer.
As he should. I mean, after an experience like that, that would be a natural reaction.
You know what? Listen, stop it. Stop making sense about the dinosaur movie.
Make it a better movie here.
Let's move on.
All right, man. So, you know, these are your notes, Tiff. What do we got up next?
Sure are. So, okay. I read this. Originally, I put this in here on purpose. Because, as you know from earlier, we're talking about movies where people play multiple roles.
Yes.
This headline says, Ryan Reynolds and younger Ryan Reynolds make a power team in the Adam Project. So, I thought it was going to be one of those situations where that character plays an older self and a younger self.
Yes.
Like, not a very much younger self, but 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. And they use makeup or de-aging.
Like, Gemini Man?
I never saw it.
The movie? Excuse me, Tiff. Nobody's seen that movie. If you've seen that movie, let me know, because I don't know a damn soul who saw that movie.
Explain to me the plot. In Gemini Man, he's like a clone. He's trying to make super soldiers.
A younger clone of himself. So I think he's got about maybe 20 years on his younger self, you know.
Yes, and then they put de-aging on his... It's still played by Will Smith, right?
Or is it somebody else? No, it's him.
Okay.
No, it's definitely him. 100%. So
I didn't know if it was like somebody else, and they put Will Smith's face on it.
Oh, they could have did that. Like they did old Star Wars.
Right.
You know, Mark Hamill. Well, it wasn't Mark Hamill. They took Mark Hamill's younger face and put it on. Which, look, this last... Ooh, they did it again, Tiff. It's so dope. It looked so good. It was so good. Woo, it was good.
Doesn't it freak you out that, like, eventually they're just going to be remaking those movies with other people's faces?
That's fine.
Do you know how, like, in Hollywood sometimes you get a body double because contractually you're not going to show your butt?
I don't want to show my tits!
Right.
Bring the movie girl in, you know?
Right, yeah. So they have, like, someone stand in for you. Or, you know, and then I think, like, that gives, like, obviously, like, really, like... So potentially some of your favorite famous people whose assets you adore.
Yeah, yeah.
Butts.
Not them.
Boobs. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
You, they actually might have very average or whatever parts that you don't see because they're someone else's. Which, I mean, fine. That's nothing, neither here nor there.
Right.
But what I mean by that is that, where was I going with this?
I don't know. I'm like, I'm over here, like, trying to catch the, I'm like,
I had a point. I've totally gone off. You said the booby girl, and then I think from there on out.
It just left.
Yeah, it's gone. Whatever was in there is gone. That's all to say that, good job, everybody. Keep being employed. If you have really nice butt or boobs, get to Hollywood. They probably need butts and boobs.
I love that that phrase, the booby girl. Send in the booby girl.
We need the booby girl on set.
Ass girl, come on.
Send her in. I mean, I'm just thinking about like all the famous men's asses that we've seen.
Well, I remember back in the day.
Ding-dongs.
I'm sorry, I was talking over you. Back in the day, they were. It was a thing. They were like identifying it. I remember in Kevin Costner, they talked about his ass double.
And when he was in Dances with Wolves?
Robin Hood. I think he was in Robin Hood.
Or whatever. Hood. Yeah. Doesn't he have his butt out in Dances with Wolves?
I think
he swims in a river, yeah, I think, yeah, or yeah, something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was always, I mean, they were like bringing the ass dude, you know what I'm saying? So,
Because you know whose ass is always out?
Who's that?
Always.
Who?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Always. Yeah, but that's probably his ass.
We call Jean-Claude Van Damme's butt Jean-Claude Ass Damme.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, I'll drop my drawers.
Yeah, 100%. He's like, hey, everybody, look at my butt.
Yeah.
But, okay, so question for people on the internet or anywhere. You have a butt double.
Yes.
For your movie.
Yes.
But if I see someone's full body plus butt, uh-huh. Is that guaranteed real butt? Question mark.
It depends on if you can see their face or not.
Excellent. Excellent point.
Because mm-hmm. they might be going days, away from
it. Oh, I think maybe that was the point. Mm-hmm. So we have these body doubles even now.
Yes.
So imagine a future where, because we have this perfect person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you have a stand-in with someone who's like potentially very physically attractive, but mm-hmm. their face isn't attractive. So they're like, oh, this is our actress, Kimberly Stacy, who is like two people.
Yeah.
One's the body, one's the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure.
A future where that happens. I mean, like, that doesn't sound... I mean, it sounds a little bit creepy, but totally not outlandish.
Not outlandish, and really not. I doubt if they take it that route, though, because I don't know. Will actors become obsolete and they all become voice actors in the future? Who knows? I don't know. You know.
So you're saying that they would just be like little puppets that they would then project things?
I mean, they can. I mean, but because right now what they do, those movies, like, and we're way
off topic. Oh, you're talking about like virtual people who are like completely fake.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what a lot of actors have been worried about for years. Like, you know, pretty soon they're not going to meet us. You know, well, so I'm gonna get a real job, man. All right. So anyway, back to Ryan Reynolds, Tiff.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. So I was very disappointed to find out. Well, not very. I obviously don't care. But like, it is a child.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a child actor who's playing a younger version of the character that Ryan Reynolds is playing.
Available on Netflix coming soon.
Coming soon. And it's directed by the same guy who wrote or who directed Free Guy.
Oh, yes. I saw that. I saw that.
If you listen to that episode, you know I don't like that movie.
Yeah, you didn't like it. I loved it. So, you know.
So this is called The Adam Project because kid's named Adam. He's Adam.
Yeah.
And obviously there's some kind of dystopian future. Adam's dad's dead.
Yep.
And Adam comes back from the future to ?
Yeah, and who knows?
Save the future?
It looks like a mix between the new Buzz Lightyear movie and the Disney Bruce Willis did a show, The Kid, a movie.
The Kid. That actually movie is actually pretty good.
That's a goddamn good movie. I love that movie.
Because Bruce Willis is so sad, right? Isn't there a line in that movie where the kid's like,
"Wham-a-lance.
Did we get that dog?
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis is like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he had like no personality. Well, it's Bruce Willis. He was just like, yes, no.
Did we get that dog?
No. No, I love The Kid. But it reminded me of The Kid.
The Kid makes it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this movie, okay, I thought it was a movie for adults.
It looks very Disney-ish, you know.
It does. It's so when I watched it and I was thinking about like what I would say about it, because I found it to be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. So as I'm watching it, I'm just like, it looks like a decent to good kids movie.
Yes, it does. It
looks like, and not like, maybe not small children, because it's kind of loud and boomy and potentially quote unquote violent, but it's like more like maybe 8 year old to 12 year olds would like this movie.
Oh, I would give it further that. I would say 8 to 18 is what I think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's got that kind of...
Yeah, it did.
Like, when you watch the trailer for The Sandlot, right? You're like, this looks like a good movie for a certain age.
Yeah, but then if you watch it as an adult, you'll probably enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, that was cool.
Movies that when you watch them as an adult... Well, personally, when I watch The Sandlot, I like it still.
Yeah, me too.
Because I love that movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, like... But I'm sure, like, when I was younger or whatever, there were some movies, and as a parent, I'm sure you can attest to this, that... my parents didn't mind watching as much.
Oh, hell yeah. That's all I look for when my kids was growing up. I was like, I hope it's something in for me. Because shit, goddamn, I don't want to be trapped watching, you know, the fairies flip around for half an hour, you know, for an hour and a half, you know, so.
Just like, she's like, I just think about this shit that so when I was younger, I used to like this movie called Balto.
I remember that movie.
Okay, yeah, and I watched it all the time. So much so that to this day, my stepmom makes fun of me for it.
Oh, does she? We're watching Balto.
Yeah, I mean, in a nice way. Right, she's a very nice woman.
Right.
But she's like, oh, don't you remember watching, like, Balto 10 million times? See, and she also used to call it Balto Meal.
Balto Meal.
Which she thought was really funny. Yeah, so, yes. This seems like a movie that, like, if I had a kid, I'd be like, yeah, Friday night.
Let's watch
popcorn
this.
Movie.
Yeah, so
I'm not gonna want to kill myself.
I'm gonna watch it, but it did look very, you know, I was like, oh, this looks very Disney-ish, but it's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching it, I was like, I don't know if I really, I didn't hate it, but I was like, I don't know if I really like this. Yeah. I was like, who would want to watch this? And then I was like, oh, it's for kids. That's what. That's when I realized that I was like, oh, it's not for me.
Now okay, it'd be a cool. trip, and we watch this movie, and it's full of boobies and stuff, and you're like,
oh my god, could you fucking imagine?
You're like, wait a minute,
literally shit. If we watch this movie and it is just wall to wall TNA,
right? Adult themes. People
losing their head. Ryan Reynolds is just completely nude the whole time.
I know. Yeah, I mean, that would be something.
And then he's like, I gotta take a break from acting.
Right. I kind of slipped my foot in it. You know? Oh shit.
So yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be.
So. You're really changing my mind on all these movies today.
Now you want to watch it too.
With your hypothetical plot lines, you're like, but what if this?
Yes, indeed.
Would you like it more if it was better?
We can always make it a little better, Tiffle Bottom Fans of Patrol.
Yeah, I would love it.
Just add said booby, throw in a little swearing.
Oh my god, add booby. Plus swearing.
Right. Masterpiece.
More violence.
Straight masterpiece. Ah, mwah.
Listen, this got really panned across the nation. High spike in Iowa.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Right. Somebody saw this film 450 times.
Right. They love it. They love it. Oh, shit. So I think that's it, man. That's it for the news. And so now we got our little top five list, so we'll be right back. So please hold on to your boobies. We'll be right back.
People are going to be so mad about my list.
All right, man. We are back. It's time for the list, man. If this is your first time listening or watching Fans of Patrol, you know, this middle section, we do what we want to do. We like to have fun. We play games. We create top 5, 3, 10 lists and things like that. We also play games. We have a lot of fun playing games. Today, we haven't did a countdown in a while because I think we've been doing some one-shots where we watch movies. But if this is your first time, thank you. We love you. Sit down. Enjoy yourself. The rest of y'all move out their way so they can have a seat spot.
Yes, get down in front. Just kidding.
So anyway, man, so this is the top 5 doppelganger lookalike twins list in Hollywood history. Now, I go too far because it's not in Hollywood history because there are some movies that I'm ashamed that I should have seen that.
Yes, looking at these lists, I was like, oh, that's a much better movie, I'm sure, than what I'm about to say. But I can't put it on my list because I've never seen it.
Right, I've been hearing about it for years.
Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed.
One that came up repeatedly in this list, search for me, that I've never seen is Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is just fucking embarrassing because I'm not going to put that on my list because I've never seen it.
Right.
And what is going to be on my list is embarrassing shit that people would and should make fun of me for.
Okay, me too. So, okay, so this is your list, game.
It sure is.
So I guess I'll go first, huh?
Yeah, so with your least favorite, your least best.
My least best. And even this is not good, so I'm just going to let y'all know.
My least worst.
So just, you know, just let the people know.
This is just our opinion.
And not only that, this was hard, y'all.
Yeah.
It's not too many of these movies out there, man. And it's a hard search to try to find this stuff, but, you know. And so my brain wasn't clicking in, so I kind of just grabbed some stuff, and out of the stuff that I could get, I, you know, put it together. So my number five is a very terrible movie, Superman 3.
I don't even think I've seen it.
Superman 3 with Christopher Reeves, Richard Pryor was in that movie. It was terrible. It took Superman 1 and 2, which you just loved as a, you know, and then they threw
shit on him.
So bad. They had him fighting a computer, but it wasn't Brainiac, you know. So
that's very funny,
you know. And Richard Pryor was like this bad guy, not bad guy, and it was just, you know, Richard Pryor was like a funny man, and Superman wasn't, you know, it is now, but back in the day, you're like, hey, I don't want no funny man in my Superman, you know what I'm saying? Gene Hackman
is
funny
as fucking serious business,
right? And they put him in it, but there's one scene, if you watch this, where Superman got exposed to some fake kryptonite. And it turned him evil. So he was walking around. He was getting drunk and stuff. He was bullying people. His suit was dirty. And something happened while he was flying. He, like, freaked out. And his good part and his bad part split apart. So the dirty
most
suit.
Excellent.
Right. The dirty suit Superman was still dirty. And he was like.
Dirty suit Superman.
Right. He was all pissed. He was talking to the, you know, his other self like, what? What? Get out of here. But his other self was Clark Kent, who could not fly, but he had the shirt and tie on. And they beat the shit out of each other in this junkyard and was like putting each other in a trash compactor. And Superman was just beating the hell out of poor Clark, man. I mean, he beat his ass. And so it was just bad, you know. And as a kid, you're sitting there and you're like, damn, you know, Clark is losing, but I like Superman. But that was the first thing that came to mind. And I remember that scene my whole life because it was these two big-ass dudes, you know, because back in the day, Christopher Reeve was a pretty big fella, you know, and just fighting, and that was it. They were both on screen at the same time, Tiff. So that's my number five. Your number five.
Okay. My number five is Replicant.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme. And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, right.
And the reason I put this, and actually Jean-Claude Van Damme has been in three movies where he plays potentially more,
question mark.
I keep saying question mark today.
Replicant.
And this Replicant is terrible. It's a fucking bad movie. I'm only putting it on here as like you could watch it and laugh.
Now, Tiffobot, did we get the pleasure of the Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass cheeks?
Did he? Is his ass cheeks in this one? I don't think so. This one has more. It's serious business.
Okay.
There's like two twins or clones. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah.
And one's very mistreated. Gotcha. I would say
it's almost like a. You know, when we were making this list, the thing. I wish I could have put it on my list. The old Captain Kirk Star Trek when his double was running around on the ship. And I want to live!
You know, and they often do that on Star Trek. They'll have an episode where there's two of the same character for whatever reason.
Right.
Like that really good episode of Enterprise where they replicate Trip so that they can harvest his brain.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Remember that?
I don't.
And they're like, is this not like the most violation of the Prime Directive? Is like creating life so that you can harvest its brain?
I know.
And it had all of his emotions and memories.
Oh damn, I remember that one. Goodness gracious. Anyway, man.
Good episode, everybody. Watch it.
The Replicant, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Don't watch it unless you want to laugh at something that isn't intended to be laughed at, and two, potentially be mildly offended.
Well, what's the offensive part, Tifflebot?
I think it's not very sensitive to people who have, well, like abuse-based trauma or potentially other things. I don't remember exactly. I'm just saying, you know, proceed with caution.
Ah, got you. So, man.
And it's also shitty, so it's not worth your time.
Super shitty, so unless you just wanted to have a shitty time. So
honestly, this is just making my list because I needed 5, I think.
Got you. So this actually, I feel, is a matter of fact, I'm flipping. This is not going to be my number 3. I'm switching. So
okay.
This was another one that I just kind of grabbed because I love the movie. I love the franchise. Harry Potter, man.
Oh.
The Polyjuice stuff.
Sure. There's lots of folks doing double duty.
Yeah,
in the Harry Potter universe.
This wasn't the Chamber. Was it the Chamber of Secrets? It was the second one. What is the name of that one?
That one is, yeah, that sounds right?
Yeah, and they had to steal the stuff and, you know, and they turn into Crab and Goyle and all this stuff like that. So I kind of just eased that one in there because I liked the movie and I was like, oh, there we
You're
go.
You're like, sure, yeah, that happens. Exactly. Yeah, that happens in the movie.
Yeah, so need no further conversation on that one, Tifflebot. You're number 4.
Do you want to know the most embarrassing movie? And this is more like because I liked it as a kid.
Okay.
And but even now, if it came on a Sunday, I might like turn it on and take a nap to it, or maybe even watch the whole thing. Remember, It Takes Two.
I do not.
With Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen and Steve Guttenberg and Christy Alley.
No, I was way too old for that stuff. Mary Kate and Ashley.
I mean, I wasn't. It was my age group, but. You know, it's still a nice, decent romantic comedy if you have a boner for Steve Guttenberg like I do.
Steve Guttenberg. He was Police Academy, come on. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
Cocoon.
Three Men and a Lady. Yeah.
You don't know Cocoon.
Yeah, I remember Cocoon. The old
the
people.
Classic Cocoon. Actually, it's a very good movie.
The horny old people movie.
Hey, everyone's horny. Some people just don't have the ability.
Right. Oh, shit, man, that movie. Anyway, so my number 3, Tifflebot, now we're getting serious.
Yes.
That would be 2006's The Prestige, and that's starring Christian Bale and, what's his name, Hugh Jackman. Also, Scarlett Johansson was in it, and Michael Caine, and so... He was also
He's
in
there.
It.
He's there.
Yeah. So
that's actually a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie, man. And you didn't even know it was like doppelgangers and clones going on until the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, this son
oh,
of a
yeah,
God.
Plot, or I mean, spoiler alert for
Super
anyone who
spoiler
hasn't seen that movie.
Yeah.
Big like, spoiler. As a matter of fact, if you've listened to it and heard it on accident, don't even bother watching it. It's still a good movie.
It's 2006, so shit.
Yeah, you had plenty of time, people who potentially were born after 2006.
Right. So 2006, man, but it blew my cheeks. When he, you know, when the reveal happened, I was like.
Yeah, you were just like, Jesus.
I don't even know how I felt about it. I was like, I don't like it, man.
Yeah, I kind of also remember being like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable.
Right. I was like, this shit ain't right.
Movies should make you a little uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah, it bothered me. The ending bothered me, you know, so. Wow.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. So was that your number 3 or 4?
That was my number 3.
Okay. So my number 3 is Back to the Future Part 2.
Damn, how the hell is that not on my list? That's the mic dropper.
I told you. Listen, that's yesterday, before the fiasco, I told Montego that I didn't think that he was taking time or potentially misunderstanding me in this assignment. And he assured me that that was not the case.
Well, you hear my list so far. I'm on mission.
You knew. You knew. Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're only going to get more mad when you hear the rest of the list.
This one did not. I just didn't remember it. Damn it. I forgot about it. Damn it. That's the whole movie. All 3 of them is full of that
everybody
shit.
Everybody is. Right. This person.
Right. Yeah. Good job, Tifflebot. Your list is better than mine now. Okay.
Oh, some acknowledgement. I win.
Right. So, my number 2, Tifflebot. Jordan Peele's Us.
See, now I'm mad. I didn't hate this movie. I didn't
love it either, though.
Yeah. But just because you know, I think of how much I love his first work. I need to watch it again. But this is a fucking excellent answer for this question.
Oh, yeah, man, because you had the creepy evil people.
I mean, I didn't even think of this movie. Yeah. That kind of annoys me. I would definitely put that in my movie above Replicant, which stinks.
Yeah, I would put Back to the Future at the top of my damn list.
Right. Get out of here, all the rest of this garbage. Right,
exactly.
My list stinks. My list is a lie.
Yeah, right. And my number one is really going to be like, anyway. So what's your number two tip?
So my number two is Coming to America.
God damn
I know.
It.
I fucking told God you you were going to be mad.
God damn it.
I of course. I told you you were going to be mad.
We don't even have to talk guys, about my list.
Even while doing this, I said, like the Nutty Professor.
You did. And it's still.
As a clue to other things that Eddie Murphy has done.
You listen, you said that stuff.
I knew he wasn't thinking of Coming to America, which I know is a movie mine take over really long.
Man, if y'all was sitting here, we was putting this shit together. She was talking. I was like,
and also, you guys, he wasn't really listening, even though he kept saying that he quote unquote understood the assignment.
I did.
And then, you guys, that's when the spilling happened. I spilled, and I stood up and said, like, I think I said, Mike, get the fuck in here, man! And I was like screaming and flipped my computer upside down and just turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then texted, then like after a few minutes, Montego said, everything all right? Mm-hmm. And I texted him and like he had no idea that there was screaming.
No, I was intense.
Very intense on the list. And still, the list stinks.
I mean, it does.
The list stinks.
It does. I got one more. One more.
All right, what is it? Your Saving Grace.
It's a movie you've never seen before.
You refused to tell me this yesterday. Yeah. So what is it?
The Island with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson.
I have too seen that movie.
Oh, I thought you never seen that movie. Oh.
Yeah, they're in that fucking compound. It's kind of like a Soylent Green situation. Yeah, I loved it. I saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah, it was Michael Bay, man. Believe it or not.
I mean, it's been a while, so I don't remember if I liked it or not. I probably didn't.
Oh, I liked it. It had Michael Clark Duncan in it too and stuff like that. And no, we found
I do
out
like him.
They were like harvesting people's, you know, the
I actually
same
like
thing.
All those people for the most part.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you know, I think Scarlett Johansson's a good actress, even though I don't even dislike her as a person.
You know, I didn't realize that she was a child actor until I saw.
What is she in?
She was in some shit. I saw an old David Letterman show when she was 13 on a show, and she just, you know, a 13-year-old girl just talking, and I was like, damn, I didn't know she was around this long. You know,
the first thing I really recognize Scarlett Johansson from is Ghost World.
I don't know.
I think that came out in like the early 2000s.
Okay. Well, this is the first time I paid attention to Scarlett Johansson, and she was hot as hell. Oh, my goodness. She was dirty bath water. Couldn't believe it. She was fine in this movie. But
she does look really cute in The Island. I would say that. And I think that's probably because
she's kind of innocent.
Like in the compound, everyone's hot.
They're all hot and they're all innocent. They all like, you know, have a childlike, you know, trust and stuff like that. And yeah.
I'm like having you talk about this is really bringing that. I kind of want to watch it just to see how much
Right.
Is it good? ? Stop fucking saying that. I've been saying it the whole show. Why do I fucking do that to myself? Later when I listen to this to check how dumb I sound, I'll be like, wow, really dumb.
Nah, he's fine. But no, that's my number one, man. And not a bad number one, but it ain't. Coming to
but
America.
It's not true number one.
Right. Hell no. It's not Back to the Future 1, 2, and I don't really care for 3, but you know, whatever.
I actually like 3, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Number one for me, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
You mentioned that yesterday, and I was like, I like Austin Powers, but
why wouldn't that be on your list as opposed to some of the other ones on your list?
You dressed up.
Like, you love that fucking movie.
Yeah, I do.
You dressed up like Dr. Evil that one year for Halloween.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I don't know why. I just, you know, I was trying. I don't know. I was trying to, like, keep it serious. You
so
know?
Stubborn. So fucking stubborn yesterday, I will say.
I was just trying to
Maybe
keep it serious.
Maybe it's good that we didn't record yesterday because you're so stubborn.
Yeah, I figured it was better movies out
like,
there.
You were like, no, I do understand.
Look, I said I feel like it was better movies out there, but I put Superman 3 on my.
Yeah, you're like, Superman 3. What was the other one that you had on there that I was like, okay.
Well, I got what? So just to go back down, why don't we just go back down the list?
Okay.
So it was Superman 3 for me, Harry Potter and the Chambers of Secrets.
See, that one, which you do like, but I also think it's not.
Yeah, it wasn't the premise of the movie either. And then The Prestige, than us and then the island. So not terrible,
us
terrible.
And the Prestige are, I think, like, actually, yes, you found, like, good movies.
Yeah.
So mine were Replicant, even though, again, my shitty list.
Right.
Then It Takes Two as a literal shame-faced thing.
Yeah.
Back to the Future Part Two, Coming to America, and Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Tiff, you win the list. That's for sure. Shit, you got it.
Even with my, like two movies on here that are actually not great.
Right, you got me beat like a bastard. Get your ass down.
I tried so hard to help you.
I know. So that's the list, y'all. That's of all time in movie history, man.
All of them. Right. Those are the best ones.
Right.
Definitely the best 10.
Right. 100%. So, man, we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with our main topic, Swan Song. We'll be right back. All right, man. We are back. It is time for the main topic, you guys. So we tried this week, y'all. You know, Black History Month, so we got some black people. So we tried to get something that was, you know, new and fresh and exciting. Mm-hmm. So Swan Song 2021, rated R. Really? I'm surprised. 1 hour, 52 minutes. I wonder why it was rated R. Anyway, I wonder why it was rated R. I
don't know. It's got some, like, I do wonder why it's rated R.
Why? What happened?
Does it say? Sometimes it says rated R for blah, blah, blah.
It does not. So let me, so you can get this on Apple TV Plus. So what is this? Drama, romance, sci-fi. I don't know why it's rated R.
Romance?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Drama, I would say. That just like a lot of drama has romance in it.
Yeah, well, anytime you holding a person's face and looking into their eyes, it's a romance.
So it's romance, right? For sure.
Right. In the near future, a terminally ill man explores a heart-wrenching, emotionally complex solution to save his wife and son from grief by duplicating himself without them knowing. So this was directed by Benjamin Cleary. I've never heard of him before. And this stars who, Tifflebot?
Mahershala Ali, which we all love. He does a great job.
Yes, he does.
Naomi Harris.
Oh, Dirty Bathwater herself. Woo!
Awkwafina.
Yeah, I was surprised because I didn't know she was in this until I was like, oh shit, they put her in here.
Glenn Close.
Yeah, Glenn Close. Yeah,
and Adam Beach.
Yeah, I don't even know who they was.
I think Adam Beach is the gentleman who like is the intake fellow that like is on the iPad a lot. Like he's only there very briefly.
He looks like a beach. So there you go.
Adam Beach.
I know. So it's time for one word, man. It's time for one word.
I'll say uneven.
Okay.
Uneven. And it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
But I just the movie kept making me think that some things that were going to happen, and I mean that's maybe its intent, mm-hmm, like didn't happen.
Yeah.
And we'll get to, I just want to spoil anything, but we'll get to it.
Yes. So my one word is snore. I'm sorry. Snore.
I mean, I know that you're saying that.
Snore, 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 snore.
That's kind of what I mean by it being uneven. And we'll talk about what you mean when you say snore.
Yeah.
Towards the middle of the movie, I think.
Yeah. Snore, 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 snore.
Do you feel about the length of this movie?
Way too long.
You know what I mean? Like, I think this could have been like an hour and 30.
This could have been an hour. It could have been over with. You know, there's a lot of scenes where they do a really good job of having subtle technology to demonstrate that it's in the future.
Yes. But then that is the best part of this whole thing.
Yes. But then sometimes they spend a little too much with that subtle technology showing it in the future. You're like, how many times am I going to watch this goddamn car drive up and down the street? We get it.
Cut it.
It drives itself. We get it.
So what I like about this movie specifically.
Well, let's hear some spoilers just in case we mess up there.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. So it has like all of the sci-fi elements that kind of like are the hallmark of sci-fi, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's everything's clean and the colors are really vibrant.
Yes.
And there's lots of lights and everything looks very futuristic. And I like that. And there's lots of like We never discuss what time period it is. Mm-hmm. We never discuss if this is an alternate reality or the true. You know what I mean? Like, right. Those are the kind of science fiction movies I like, because we just accept. We don't have to, like, I'm here to see a science fiction movie. Right. You don't have to explain to me how we got here.
Right, right.
That being said, this movie, I would say, almost borderline isn't, I would say, more than a science fiction movie, uh-huh. which it was kind of, like, branded as.
Yeah.
Well, because it's heavily featured. It is more of a romance movie.
Yeah, it was the technology and things that was happening was unimportant, unless that was a subtle background
to the situation.
Yeah, unless it was a subtle way of showing you how advanced people were, that you could just accept that this clone thing that was going on could happen, and you know, it's probably as quickly as that it was happening. You know, how long did it take to hatch that thing? You know what I'm saying? How long had it been going on? You know.
And they all just were like, and also, like, I do think that there was some condemnation in this movie about technology specifically. Like, so in this movie, they wear contacts that are, like, always phones. Filming everything.
Yeah, they film everything.
Access to the internet.
Yeah.
They are their own phones. Like, to access their phones, they, like, touch their hands.
Yeah.
And it pulls up a screen, which I thought... As a longtime science fiction watcher, as I know Montego is as well, one thing that always is a problem, mm-hmm. like, okay, when I watched Minority Report, for instance, they did that thing where they pull their hand out and they're like touching on the screens. And they're like, yeah. Montego, that is exactly correct.
Right.
Over here for you people listening.
Right.
Head over to YouTube to find out what Minority Report looks like.
I mean, but
like.
That's how it was. You know, like, music?
Yes, exactly like that. He's always doing something with his arms, isn't he?
Right.
And I think that the movement of that, and like, maybe it was like a little bit too forward, that I was like, realistically watching that movie, I thought, yeah, that's a logical look. Like, eventually we probably will be screenless somehow, right?
Yeah,
it'll be like a very thin pane that you're touching that you can hardly see, blah, 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 whatever. This movie, the technology felt very non-intrusive, where I didn't find myself wondering, how's that possible?
Yeah.
Right? Because they do transfer his memories from him to
the clone. Yeah.
How is that possible? I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
it wasn't important to move the story around, except to keep moving. And so, you know, I don't know, man. You know, they go back in time and they show when they met, because this whole thing is him watching his life all over again. You know.
Yes, he's reliving his life.
I did really like the candy bar scene when it was over with.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? That's what I was going to say. The candy bar scene is really great, and it's a perfect meet cute for a movie that almost feels wasted in this movie, because that they try not to make it about that.
Yeah,
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you're like, if this movie was allowed to be like a cutesy futuristic movie where it was like a love story. Here's the thing. It is a love story more than anything else.
Yeah, 100%.
But I mean, like, if they were going that way.
Yeah.
But they made it more too serious almost for that. So it felt a little, like, out of place. But I did like that scene. And everyone in this movie does they're selling it, right? They're doing a great job.
Right. It's just slow and boring to me.
Yes. Because, okay, so you guys, I'm not kidding when I tell you that we probably don't even really have to discuss plot by plot, because basically what happens is very linear.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dying of, like, cancer?
Something. You never know.
You never know what it is. Yeah. He has seizures.
Right.
His wife does not know.
Which bugged me. Now,
that bugged me too. And that's the thing. I think that you watch this movie with that in mind. And then you're like,
I guess she went through this hole when her brother got murdered.
Yes.
And didn't almost
he
come
didn't
out
get
of it.
Murdered. He flew into a tree off of a bike trail.
Well, murdered himself. Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just, you guys, when you find out that that's what happened to her brother, I was like, what?
Yeah. right. So he's gone, and she almost didn't come out of it. So I guess that's the reason why he didn't want to tell her, or, you know, or have her live without him, you know, yet.
I mean, okay,
thing.
So potentially if it was just her.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's the point of a science fiction movie, right, is to make you ask yourself, what would you do?
Yeah, I don't think I would have did this You know, I don't think so. You know, they had that one scene where they were having dinner and she was like, yeah, I think that if I can get mom back, and I didn't know, that would be great. Because she, I guess she took it hard when she lost her mom, as you should. Mm-hmm. And then the brother, and then it was going to be him. And then she was pregnant, you know, so he was like, nah, I'm doing this, you know, because he wasn't even that certain of it, you know. And he did some of the best scenes in this movie is Marcella Ali with Marcella Ali arguing when they're about to fight and shit like that. And, you know, I forgot that these was two different people. It's because it's done so
they
well.
They seem. It's crazy. He does a great job.
Yeah.
And you really feel like I'm like, oh, I found myself watching this movie and thinking, if I met me,
of course, that's all you did when you watched this.
Would I be as cool to me as Marshall Ali is to himself in this movie? And I was like, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably fucking hate myself. They do have like a contentious relationship, mostly because obviously that's what would happen if you were training your replacement.
Yeah.
And I think that in this movie, like, I don't know what I would do in the situation, but I did think in the movie that his best course was to do what he did. And the reason is because I think he worried she wouldn't
come out,
literally wouldn't survive. Yeah. I'm not talking about like she'd be a different person and that would be really sad. No. I think he thought she would not survive, their child would not survive, and their other child would be given to like adoption or something like that. Because there's that scene where she's really she's very depressed after her brother dies for a long time. And so there's that, you see him and only him with his son for like a long time.
Yeah.
And so like, he's like, who's going to take care of my son, right? Because she's like, she was just so depressed she couldn't like do that. So I can see that situation. I didn't really understand why Awkwafina did it. I mean, that she's not really the main character, but they were kind of like, oh, because she's dying. And I was like, well, that's not really enough of a reason.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was maybe it wasn't a father, you know, in
sure, they don't really talk about it.
Yeah, but I tell you one thing, man, the hell with this, you know. When I didn't know you had to go wait to die, like when she, you know, I was like, man, I don't want to spend my last days.
You would never know.
In that shitty little forest, all cold and just.
My question was, what if you didn't die?
What if you didn't die? Indeed, I was thinking about
that
too.
What if you didn't die?
It's like, damn, I've been here 2 years now. I'm still waiting to die. You know, what's going on here?
So they spend some time training the clone. That's what they do. They train the clone. Or get you up to speed on their memory, because you're already trained. Like they come out being you, basically. Yeah. They send you back for like a final goodbye to your family, and then you're replaced with the clone. Well, what happens is, what is his character's name in this movie? Having a brain fart. Cameron Turner, and they say it a lot in the movie. I can't believe that. Cam.
Yeah.
Cam.
Yeah. They do.
And so he goes home, and right before he goes inside, and he hasn't made his decision yet about what he wants to do, he falls down and has a seizure that he doesn't recover from.
Yeah, how'd he get in that car?
Really?
How'd he get in that car?
Yeah, there's a lot of cuts in this movie that, like, you're like, oh, I'm just going to accept it, I guess.
How'd he get in that damn car?
He was really fucked up,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, I'm like, no
he
way.
He was on the ground and, like, gone.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is that my question about the situation is, so you go back, right?
Yeah.
And then but there's like experiences that like they didn't share necessarily with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how would he know? But doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter because like I don't really think that's the point of this movie.
Yeah, it got to the point that I really wanted to end Tivobot, you know, at a point. I was shit, man, y'all can turn this mess off.
I thought, first of all, this movie makes you think that something nefarious is going to happen.
I wanted something
and it
a little bit more,
right,
some spy shit,
violent,
something.
Or they make you think like, oh, is the clone evil?
Yeah.
Like, why is he turning his camera off?
And you're like, I was waiting for that, you know?
And I did kind of like the term, which just turns out that he just loves his family. However, I honestly thought, here's what I thought, and you tell me what you think. So he has a seizure, and at that point, there's maybe 40 minutes of the movie left.
Yeah.
30 or 40?
Yeah.
I thought at that point, even though he'd had a contentious relationship with his clone until then.
It's going to be training clone time?
That he was going to die. He died. right there. Boom.
Oh, dead. And then the clone didn't know.
We cut back to the clone. They don't want to let the clone out of the facility anymore for whatever reason. So that this clone that we've previously weren't rooting for because we wanted Mahershala Ali to get better.
Gotcha.
Then you're like, holy shit, we just want this guy to get out now.
You know,
so it like would turn on you and like make you support the other person. I was like, that would be really interesting, but they didn't.
They didn't do that. I just needed, you know, first of all, what's the point of growing these clones like this? I mean, what y'all gonna do? Sell them? Say, hey, you can live forever.
Why
you
know? Were they so heavily invested?
Right.
In like, making him do it. They right. already did it. They already proved that it worked.
Right. Right. So,
maybe it was that like they wanted like government funding.
And what's the end game for this company? You know, what y'all gonna do with these damn things? You know?
Well, you'd make a lot of money no matter what you did with it. Rich.
Yeah, but, what
but they kind of make it seem like they're doing it for good, like, oh, because we're good.
Yeah.
And then that's never contradicted in the movie.
No. I didn't like it. I was bored.
I don't think it's that.
To the max.
It's almost like there's nothing to get. It's very much straightforward. If you've seen the preview, you've seen the movie. It's not necessarily a bad movie, but like Montego, it's a little boring and dry. But like, there was nothing surprising in the movie.
Nah.
He gets sick. He gets the clone. The clone goes home.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, right, there's like true. Some like contentious moments and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, if the clone would have been evil or if the clone would have said, listen, I'm you, but I want my own life and I'm not going to go to your family.
That would have been interesting.
Anything that wasn't. And then at the end, instead of it. So at the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
Mahershala Ali goes back to his home. Cameron goes home and the clone hides in the closet and changes clothes with him so that he can have his last night with his family.
Yeah.
Okay. It would have been so much more interesting if Mahershala Ali was going to get ready to tell his family that he was going to die because the clone had left to like live his own life. And then the clone showed up and was like, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean?
A little better. Right. No. Nope.
Something.
But no, I didn't like it. I you know, it wasn't a bad movie though.
No, right. It's it's one of those weird movies. That's why I say it's uneven. It's one of those weird movies mm-hmm. where set's great.
Yep.
There's definitely like a plot here that isn't like confusing or bad.
Right.
Acting's good.
Yep.
There was money put into it.
Yep.
But all putting it all together, it just doesn't come out right. Nope. I don't know if, you know what I mean? Like whatever it was, I'm not going to probably watch it again.
No. And I don't recommend people to watch it. So that's the worst part. You know,
it's just a little boring and unsurprising.
Yep. That's all I got to say about that one, Jack. So that's it, y'all. You know, we get the chance to throw some Black History Month in this month here. But I don't recommend this one. Stay away. Go run hide.
But you should come over to Patreon where we're going to be talking about Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure is. So throw in that $1 for good luck and let's see you over there. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Ms. Timberbody. Say goodbye to these people. Tell
them. It's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. And until next week, we will be
on Patrol.